It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Tyrus. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. Sanctuary cities not only in the spotlight during this ongoing migrant crisis, but they're being pushed to their limits with more and more people from more and more countries showing up every day. New York might be the most high-profile of these, a place where Mayor Eric Adams has had his hands full. Might New York's sanctuary status be in jeopardy?
So you want protection for people to come forward when crimes are committed. But then also you have the issue, which is what we're seeing play out now, is that some migrants, asylum seekers, those who have entered illegally into the country, are committing crimes, in some cases, violent crimes.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It was a town hall meeting featuring New York City Mayor Eric Adams, in which he made these surprising comments about being a so-called sanctuary city.
Those small numbers that are committing crimes, we need to modify the sanctuary city law that if you commit a felony, a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported. It is a right to live in this city, and you should be not committing crimes in our city but doing so. Right now, we don't have the authority to do so.
New York is way past capacity in how many migrants it can handle, and some high-profile crimes allegedly committed by migrants has taxpaying residents on edge. Might this be the beginning of some major policy changes for the Big Apple and other places overwhelmed with migrants?
So in general, a sanctuary city is a city or a municipality that does not cooperate with the national government when it comes to enforcing immigration law.
We're talking about it today with Fox Business Network correspondent Madison Allworth reporting from New York City.
It's to make people feel safe within a city, to welcome them, and also then in terms of overall crime, you know, you could create a really dangerous situation if there are people there that are being disadvantaged, being migrants. If they're involved in crimes, they want to be able to report it to law enforcement without being afraid of being deported. So it kind of was set up to do that.
And it makes sense, too, because, you know, if you're in New York and there's, say, a crime that happens to you and the witness happens to be an illegal migrant, I mean, don't you want that person to be able to come forward and testify in your behalf? I mean, it really does make sense. But unfortunately, it seems like the system has been taken advantage of by many of these migrants. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, like any well-intentioned law, there are other consequences that maybe aren't thought about when it goes into effect. So you want protections for people to come forward when crimes are committed. But then also you have the issue, which is what we're seeing play out now, is that some migrants, asylum seekers, those who have entered illegally into the country, are committing crimes, in some cases violent crimes, and then are not being handled by immigration services. They're allowed to stay here despite doing things like shooting and hitting civilians, shooting at cops. And that's why the mayor is saying that he maybe wants some revisions to sanctuary city status and specifically to working with ICE when it comes to violent crime.
All right. So that's the big thing there, because under the sanctuary city's policy, the NYPD couldn't really report to ICE. It was just some of their task forces. They were allowed to talk to ICE. The mayor here says, well, if it's a felony, we are going to communicate between those two, or at least calling for it. Of course, this has to go through the city council. Whether or not, Madison, this passes or this changes, this definitely seems to signal a change in not only the mayor's tone, but maybe New York City and policies towards migrants.
You're absolutely right that this is a tone change. When he was running for mayor, he was very clear on the campaign trail, even tweeting that New York would remain a sanctuary city under the Adams administration. And here we have him actively in the Adams administration saying that he wants to change not just sanctuary city status when it pertains to ICE cooperation. He's actually going through the courts right now to revise what it means to be a sanctuary city and what it means to have right to shelter. That's another big thing, something that New York has been proud of and regularly supports. That's something he's also looking to change. So a lot of changes, both in tone and in action, from an administration that promised they'd never do that.
And not only that, but also in a change in money. And I think that might speak the loudest. I mean, you work for Fox Business News, so we always follow the money, of course. There is a large portion of the budget that goes towards housing migrants. What has the mayor said about that recently?
Wow, we've had a ton of updates when it comes to financing with the migrant crisis. So to your first question, they were estimating that the cost of the migrant crisis over four fiscal years would be over $12 billion. They've now revised it. They've done different cuts to the budget, including a 30% cut to migrant spending. And now the estimate is closer to $10.6 billion over 4 years. Huge adjustment, but also a huge amount of money that's still going towards the migrant crisis. A development that we have today, which I'm actually going to be covering tomorrow, is a new report from the New York City Comptroller's Office. They're looking at migrant spending, alleging that many of these contracts, they look at four in particular, three of which were no bid, meaning they were not competitive. So no bid contracts that went to companies, for-profit companies, to help deal with the migrant crisis. They're alleging that the city has wasted millions, tens of millions of dollars by choosing non-competitive contracts with companies that are way overcharging and in some cases potentially also underqualified to provide these services.
Wow. So it not only hurts the taxpayers, but it hurts the actual migrants themselves, the people that the city is trying to help. So it's kind of like the double-edged sword there. Very important note. I'm glad you're bringing that to light for us. We're speaking today with Madison Allworth, Fox Business Network correspondent, who spent part of her day today at the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. We're talking about how New York City's Mayor Eric Adams has signaled a potential change in the sanctuary city policy. He thinks that maybe immigrants who commit felonies in New York might be turned over to ICE for deportation. He also flirted with slashing the budget for migrants as well. Madison, I'm wondering if you are the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and you're looking north to New York and you're watching what Mayor Adams is doing now, you got to feel pretty satisfied politically, no?
I do think that, you know, there's been this phrase that's been used, and I think accurately so, that immigration now is such a big issue because every state has become a border state. And I hope, because it is a sad and hard issue, I don't think the governor takes pleasure out of it, out of Texas. But I do think there is a satisfaction there to say, yeah, my point got across. This has been an issue that Texas has been dealing with and other border states, California getting a lot of it now, Arizona obviously as well. It's an issue that they've been dealing with for years, but now the rest of the country is seeing the real consequences of having a very porous border.
Post-pandemic crime has been a big problem in many Democratic-led cities, including right here where we're recording this podcast from, New York. Now some high-profile crimes potentially involving illegal migrants and South American gangs have residents and politicians looking twice at some of the policies which allow those people to be here. Madison Allworth from the Fox Business Network spent the day over at the Roosevelt Hotel, which is being used for a migrant intake center. Immigration has been a major topic not only here in New York, but for voters heading into the 2024 election. We'll have much more coming your way next. All right, let's talk about some of these violent crimes here, because some of them have been extremely scary, and some of them here in New York especially. Can you just highlight a few of maybe the more high-profile crimes that have been allegedly committed by migrants, maybe in New York and other places, which are really pushing the mayor to possibly change his tone here on sanctuary cities?
Yes, absolutely, and I'm glad that you made that point. At this moment that we're speaking, all of these are still being processed. So,
right.
Allegedly, we're dealing with a shooting in Times Square where a migrant who is a minor but is going to be charged as an adult shot towards a store clerk, you know, in Times Square, the center of our nation's biggest city, and said he hit a tourist. And then when he was fleeing from cops, shot at the cops, was found days later.
And that's pretty close. That's pretty close to our headquarters here for Fox News Channel, Madison. I actually heard that second gunshot when he fired it at the police. And this was a big caliber gun. It was very, very loud. And when I left work that night, I went downstairs and it was like a scene from Grand Theft Auto, the video game. I mean, there were police helicopters, police tape everywhere, curious tourists, and the police actually kind of looked a little bit scared. I was like, I'm getting out of here. So like, this is hitting home for us too. I mean, anyone who works in Midtown
absolutely.
Manhattan.
I mean, and that's a huge, for those that are unfamiliar. Of course, many people know Times Square, but yes, even beyond just Times Square itself, close to where we work and where a lot of folks in New York City work. And then, as I mentioned, with a tourist who was hit, it's obviously a very tourist-heavy area as well. I mean, when you think about foot traffic in New York City, it doesn't get busier than Times Square. And then there's been a string of violent crime that is really concerning, especially as someone who lives in New York City. There's been a lot of robberies that have been at times violent, not just taking phones out of hands, but pretty aggressive robberies of pedestrians on the streets. There are claims and reason to believe that some of these robberies might be related to gang activity in South Florida and in South America. Folks, migrants here potentially picking up devices like cell phones to then sell and profit off of in South America. So it's a combo of all of these things that have really been popping up. And then finally, to mention the unfortunate case in Georgia with the nursing student who was, the guy that's been picked up in that case is a migrant who's been accused of murdering her. This individual is from Venezuela. He used to live in New York City. While he was here, he was arrested for endangering a minor. He was released and then made his way south. And as I mentioned, has now been accused of murdering that nursing student in Georgia. So there has been a string of violent crime that has obviously been getting the attention of residents in New York. Proportionally to the community, it's small, but gunshots in Times Square, murder, things like that, even one is too much, which is why I think it's getting so much attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you make a good point there that, and even the mayor pointed this out too, it is the minority of migrants. Most of them are looking for work, looking for a better life, but there are a few out there who aren't doing the right thing. You spent the day, Madison, I'll get you out here on this, at the Roosevelt Hotel, which is, you know, a famous hotel. It used to be a luxury place back in the day. Now it is a migrant center. The city's paying millions of dollars. What is the scene over there? What type of people are you seeing? How is it functioning? Just give me kind of an overview of how that looks right now.
Absolutely. So this is the migrant intake center plus a shelter, meaning if you're a migrant and you want to take advantage of the right to shelter laws in New York, you go to the Roosevelt Hotel, and then you'll be given housing, food, healthcare, and education if you apply. So that is a processing center, meaning people are coming in and out all the time. So when you're there, you see people coming with large bags, with suitcases, getting ready to live in New York. And then there are folks that live there. And because there's a constant flow, there's really an ecosystem outside. There's a lot of loitering. There's a lot of mopeds or motorized bikes that are used for food delivery. A lot of these migrants work and do food delivery in an underground network type way because they're not legally allowed to work. And then today we were seeing some exchanging of goods. I've seen people selling rolled things that are smoked, unclear exactly what it is. Again, marijuana is legal in New York. Of course, you know, there's cigarettes, but I've seen exchanges there. Today we saw people handling an air mattress, and there was an exchanging of hands with an air mattress. Clothing is distributed. So it's really like a mini economy outside, and there's always something going on because it is a center that is constantly processing people with activity.
Wild. Treading air mattresses for joints. It is an interesting scene out there for sure. And I like the point about this emerging economy, which has popped up outside the Roosevelt Hotel and probably around migrant centers, not only in New York, but around the country. As this becomes a major, major issue heading into that 2024 election. Madison Allworth, correspondent with the Fox Business Network, reporting from New York City. Madison, great stuff as always. And thanks for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.